We would like to speak to you for a moment about attachment. It is one of the very large challenges on the earth plane. And there are, of course, extremes that must be avoided. Total detachment would mean that you do not take care of your body or your business or what you are creating. Total attachment would mean that you do not any longer respond to who you are in a balanced way on your path, because you are being pulled out and out and out by all of the beliefs about attachment. So in this time when there is so much going on in the world and in our personal lives, remember that the first attachment should be to your spirit. And that attachment is going to be one that will always serve you in good stead. If you are holding and honoring your spirit, also your other faculties, the ones you need for walking in the world, are greatly brightened. So your ability to intuit, your ability to know in less than traditional ways, those do not leave you if you are holding to your spirit. However, those do leave you if you are attached to things, because the attachment to things will pull you off of your center, and that is not actually a place that you want to be. So to remember that, and to remember that to center, you only need to breathe, and to be one with your spirit simply means that you must remember that you are spirit, and that that spirit is filled and is supported by a power, a very great power, that has the capacity to see in many ways that sometimes you may not be able to see. That connection does not take anything from you. And that is a wonderful thing to know. So we will keep that in mind as we meditate together. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a warm rain falling, and let that rain wash away any anxiety from the world that may have gathered around you, any anxiety from being out of yourself that may have gotten into your field. Feel the warm rain washing all of that away. So allow your breathing in to pull you into your center. And exhaling to release anything in the way of that union. and feel a light come around your body, a light that holds your true self in position, a light that protects you from anything that does not belong in your field. And as the lightness fills your body, feel that your own energy is able to move up. Open the crown and feel your energy moving upward. Feel your energy moving higher, until you are one with the night sky and with the lights in the night sky. See the beauty of the universe all around you and the balance of that universe. And know that you are free. And in the night sky, see that a path opens itself to you. And know that when you step on the path, you will no longer need to labor, but the path itself will draw you upward, higher, lighter. And see that on your path, a teacher of yours comes to greet you and take you to a place of wisdom, of rejuvenation, of light. And feel the path drawing both you and your teacher into a place that has been prepared for you. And as the two of you walk into this place, feel yourself rejuvenated. Let burden fall away from you. Let light heal you. And go with your teacher to the place where you will sit together and share energy and information. when you have been with your teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift. Know the gift, rest the mind. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Receive the blessing of the teacher. And let the teacher walk with you again until you come to the path. And then walk back toward the room on your very beautiful path, seeing the sky, knowing the magnitude of creation that you cannot yet even see, and knowing that that creation lives in you and directs your life. Now come to your body again, above your body, in the circle where you are sitting. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a message or a gift. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.